Hello everyone, welcome to the Rouge Rugby Podcast. Now this is an episode we never thought that we would actually be making, but here it is. As of today, the Toronto Arrows have voluntarily withdrawn from Major League Rugby and have ceased all operations. We have a statement from the league itself stating MLR, which represents the highest level of rugby competition in North America, has announced the Toronto Arrows will cease operations effective immediately and not compete in the 2024 MLR season. MLR and the Arrows organization together explored all avenues in an effort to maintain the club's presence in the league. Unfortunately, after exhausting all options, Toronto was left with no choice but to voluntarily withdraw from the league. We're deeply grateful to the leadership of the Toronto Arrows who have cared so deeply about supporting and growing the game of rugby in Canada. Our immediate focus is doing right by the club and its players as operations wind down, said Nick Benson, CEO of MLR. While this news is unfortunate, and we feel for all individuals associated with the Arrows organization, the health of MLR remains strong, and we look forward to exploring options to bring a team back to Canada in the future. Derek, I don't know about you, but I just feel numb at this point.
Yeah, it sucks, man. Obviously it's been a wild day, I gotta say. Just, you know, everything kind of building up to within the last hour, 45 minutes of us recording, the MLR dropped the official announcement that you just read off there, and the Arrows had, you know, one of their own, which is in the, you know, the typeface and letterhead, I don't know, whatever you want to call it, the style of their newly rebranded logo that we'll never get to see on the field, which also kind of just makes it a little bit sadder in a way. The day was, I don't know, man, it was weird. Like, you sent me the link to that Al Sharon tweet earlier in this morning, which was the strangest tweet that I think I've ever read, which, you know, just with him basically being like, there's going to be some really, really sad news today in Canadian rugby. But oh, by the way, the Ottawa GGs need a coach. It's a very bizarre tweet. But yeah, I guess that set the tone. And then we got that 99, that Pints and Scrums 99 social post that came out that obviously got everybody talking. And, you know, that combined with Al Sharon's tweet kind of weirdly seemed to add up, but obviously no real like sources on that. So like all the comments are just people arguing about whether or not it would be true or not. I think we all hope that it wouldn't be true. And then, you know, I reached out to some of the contacts I know at the Arrows, and they sadly confirmed that it was true. And then an hour or so later, the 2 hours later, whatever it was, the league made the public announcement. And here we are recording a very, like, very somber reaction podcast. Like, you know, it's one of those things I think, like, I mean, before we really get into this, like, I think, like, if you're a fan of, like, a sports team, like, a passionate, like, diehard fan, like, the team, in a weird way, feels like part of your family, right?
Yeah.
And, like, you know, even if you don't really know players personally or whatever, but I mean, obviously we got to talk to a lot of guys during the podcast over the years. But it's like, yeah, it feels almost just like you'll never, like, a family member's gone in a weird way, right? Like, it's, you know, people, like, being a sports fan, like, that team you cheer for is almost like part of your identity. And that's just, you know, people, like, you know, literally, like, you can see, like, you know, people's, like, Twitter, Instagram profiles or whatever. It's like a lot of people decide to put the name of the teams they cheer for in those. or whatever, because that's like the first thing that you're going to know about that person or whatever. Yeah, man, it's like, I'm not really sure what to say at this moment, because it's just like, yeah, like the arrows are gone. It's like,
yeah,
and it's so sudden, which obviously just makes it worse. It's not like we were prepped for this. It's just, and to be clear too, it doesn't sound like anybody at the Arrows were really prepped for this either. It's very sudden for the staff and the coaches, the players, as well as the fans right now. It all kind of came undone within the last few days.
Yeah. The Arrows have put out a statement from Tim Matthews saying, "It is with heavy hearts we formally announce that the Arrows will not participate in the 2024 MLR season. Despite extensive efforts, carrying on following the passing of Bill Webb was simply too great a challenge for the club to overcome. We are working with the league office and contracting players regarding next steps. And in the spirit of the club's co-founder, we are also working with partners regarding the Arrows Academy and the continued development of Canadian rugby talent. To our fans, friends, partners, and the broader rugby community, thank you for your support over the years." And a follow-up with, "As MLR works through details of the transition, an announcement about player disbursement process will be forthcoming, and an update for the 2024 MLR schedule will be provided at a later date. Toronto will be sharing updates on ticket refunds in the coming weeks." Yeah, as in, to go back to what you were saying, the team were talking about player re-signings. Even last week, we had Nick Brown announcement, and they were dressed in, they did a post on their Instagram in Arrows colors, and it looked like both Nick and his partner were coming to work with the Arrows in, obviously different capacities. But
that was a week ago.
Yeah.
That was a week ago. That episode came out on Thursday, so not even a week ago. Like, I mean, we recorded it.
But still, less than a week ago. Yeah, and
it's wild.
So the prevailing idea was that, things were working together, ducks were getting lined in order. It was just that I's and T's needed to be crossed. I's need to be dotted, T's to be crossed. And ultimately, someone or something pulled out at the last second to provide the financial support. Because, and I know some people have been saying, like, can we, crowdfund a season for the Arrows? And while I appreciate the effort, I think there's
a lot of money, man.
It is a lot of money.
Astronomical amount of money.
Because the only thing we really know about in terms of fun, and I use know in like the loosest sense of the term, is the
meaning that you salary don't know. Cap. Yeah, the salary cap's the only thing that we know of. But like,
you need to house these players. You need to, if any of them come with their partner, as Nick Brown was going to.
It's a lot that goes.
Sort with them as well.
There's a lot that goes into how much financial money a professional sports team needs. Unfortunately, like, that seems like what the biggest issue was. Obviously, Bill Webb sadly passed away earlier this offseason, and the team obviously took the time they needed to, like, so they weren't like posting on social media, they weren't updating. The rebrand announcement got delayed, eventually they got back to doing all of that, but obviously everybody needed to take the time that they needed to mourn the loss of Bill Webb. And unfortunately, it just sounds like nobody was able to step up and buy the team or purchase whatever. I mean, I'm sorry, I'm not really great at like the business legal terms and everything.
Yeah.
Like, to invest in or take over whatever like Bill's stake in the team was.
Yes. So
that's my like baseline understanding.
Yeah.
Of, like,
for anyone wondering, Neil Davidson put out an article, and in there is a quote, is that while Webb was the majority owner, there were seven other co-owners. And then it's also if you are looking at this from an outside perspective, let's say you're not, you say that you're not really big into rugby, but you know, it's a Toronto team and you know, there's a World Cup coming to North America in 8 years' time. And if Canada qualify, you can piggyback off that and gain the financial interest on it. And, but the whole premise is that you'll be spending money now to make money later. And that later isn't going to be like a few months or a year down the line. That's going to be nearly a decade away. Yeah, and then the team that you're purchasing for the thing. And then there's also things of like, oh, there's, you know, there's some American talent that's incredible, but the team wants to be firmly Canadian. On top of, and this is, I'm just talking about like the senior team. This is not including the amount of investment you'd have to put into like the academy structure as well.
I don't
and
think
those kind of things.
I don't think anyone knows what's happening to the academy as of right now.
Yeah, actually, mention something about
academy.
The academy. And let
the academy technically don't play in MLR, so I mean, I guess
that is true. But they're also,
but you would lose the branding and everything. Like I don't, so I have no idea what's happening with the academy. No clue what's going to happen with them. I think, you know, it's sad. Like I mean, it's kind of sad to just to think that for it seems like for the most part the team is folding just because simply put there's not enough money and no one wanted
to
buy the team, right? And you know, that's obviously been a topic of conversation in a lot of Canadian cities over the last like 5 years or whatever, right? We've done many an episode on talking about like, you know, what other Canadian cities could maybe have an MLR team. And the answer to that question is the team with the guy that wants to put up the money. And Toronto had Bill Webb and Toronto got that team. Unfortunately, it seems like without Bill Webb, there's nobody, I guess, willing to buy the team. In Toronto or maybe even otherwise, like,
yeah,
you could, like, I mean, even if somebody wanted to, like, you can buy the team and then I guess move them as you wish, like, if you wanted to. I don't know. That's just random thought speculation, but I think that to me is the most unfortunate thing, right? And it's I think, you know, it is sudden. So, I mean, like, you feel for the coaches, you feel for the players, you feel for the staff, as well as, you know, the fans, obviously, too. We got that, I'm just kind of, as we're kind of talking now, Rugby Union Now just posted a statement. It's pretty much the same thing they've always been posting. But like, you know, there's obviously an impact on the players. A lot of players, you know, sign contracts here. So now you got to figure that out with the league. It's kind of a devastating thing because obviously that means like there could be a lot of Canadian rugby players not playing rugby next year
at
a professional level. Which ties into a slightly different subject, but like, you know, obviously it's been a really tough year for Canadian rugby, at least on the men's side. And, you know, we just a few weeks back, right, we had that conversation about the Kingsley Jones re-signing where he mentioned like the 90 players that he has in a high performance environment. And we called bullshit on that one because we're like, you know, okay, Pacific Pride program, sure, but the other 60 are all MLR players and you have no control over that, right? And that has nothing to do with Rugby Canada. And this is evidence why, like, you know, it's like, hey, like, unless Kingsley Jones has like 50 million kicking around, like, or like, and I'm just throwing out a number there just to be clear, I have no idea how much the Arrows would actually cost to buy, but like, unless he has that money kicking around, like, it's, you know, I don't like, yeah, we just lost 25 ish professional players. So, because the team's gone, which is also sad. And I mean, like, it's the obvious sad thing too, is like the impact I think that the Arrows had, right? You know, like, I don't know how many times on this podcast, like, we would interview people or talk to people about, like, you know, players and stuff that, like, older players, especially, like, maybe guys in, like, their late 20s or 30s, right? That would be like, yeah, like, they never had a professional rugby team to aspire to when they were, like, in high school learning rugby for the first time or whatever, right? Yeah. It's cool that, like, you know, kids now are going to get it. And it's like, you would see, like, after every Arrows game, there'd be kids on the field, like, getting, like, balls signed or, you know, doing, like, rug kicking drills with Sam Malcolm or something fun like that, right? And every time you'd see that, you're kind of like, well, that's like the future of the sport, right? Mm-hmm. Like, we talked about, I think, an episode earlier this year, although I can't remember what prompted it exactly, but I feel like maybe it was, I think it was maybe like the USA not qualifying for the World Cup or something. But we were like talking about, like, you know, how much better Canada basketball is now that we've had the Raptors for, you know, close to 30 years, right? How much better Canada soccer is now that we've had the MLS for like 15-ish years, right? Starting with TFC, and then they added two more teams, Montreal and Vancouver.
Mm-hmm.
And how much better, like, we all are at these sports, or even, right? And it's like, that's what you would want to have happen with rugby too, right? Is it's like, you put the professional team there, grows the brand. Maybe kids pick up a ball earlier. More people become fans. More people are passionate about it. And the, like, the bedrock and the, like, the roots that would, of that emotion and stuff that would be there, is gone now. Right.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, like, that's the part that I think I'm concerned with the most right now, is just kind of like looking towards the future. Right. I'm kind of like, I don't think basketball is as popular in Canada as it is without the Raptors.
Yeah.
Right. Or even to a smaller extent too. I'll even shout out the Vancouver Grizzlies, because they were there for a bit too. And I'm just like, I don't know how much rugby in Canada can grow without a professional team, right? And that's my biggest concern right now. And that team, Toronto, Halifax, Montreal, Vancouver, Yellowknife, Whitehorse, I don't care where that is, but like, we need a professional rugby team in Canada. And like, it's a two-folded thing, right? Where it's like, you want, like, it's like, you're devastated that the team is gone, but you're also kind of, like, sad, because it's like, so I know Tim Matthews, like, worked his ass off to try to get a buyer for this team. And it's, you know, it's also a little disheartening for, like, the future of rugby in Canada that, like, nobody else wanted to buy the team, or nobody else wanted to purchase whatever stakes or stock or however that works. I have no idea.
No.
I don't know. This is a pretty raw reaction. If you haven't, I haven't exactly researched this, if you haven't figured that out based on listening to this, but it's like, I don't know, man. I'm pretty devastated, Stu. Like, I don't know. I've been rambling for a little bit, man. Like, what are your thoughts on this? I mean, you got the classic Arrows jersey on and everything.
Yeah.
You got the gold hat, the season ticket buyer. I never bought tickets to an Arrows game. I just used my media pass every time. Now if I am, I don't know. I never sat in the crowd for a game. Now I feel like I'll missed out on that opportunity.
Yeah.
Press box was comfy though. I'm not gonna lie.
The press box is, well, especially when it was cold and wet games. Yeah.
As I said, the press box at York was comfy. The one at Lamport is. It's wild.
Yeah. No, I am. Yeah, as soon as I saw that tweet from, I was like, oh, great. Now what? because you know, Canadian rugby can never catch a break, can it? It's always going to be one thing or the other, and it's never positive. And then, as I said, on 99 Social, it came up. No indication of anything at all. It was just out on that page. And so everyone's like, is this real? Or has there just been a miscommunication? Or so on and so forth, until ultimately we're at the point we're at now. And yeah, I think when I first saw it, I was shocked and confused.
Oh yeah,
I've basically been going through all stages of grief,
like real quickly too. Yeah, it's a very, very bizarre day in that sense. Like even I think even initially seeing it, I'm just like, you know, going through, like, as I saw other people doing it in like various comment sections and stuff, being like, oh, like that doesn't make any sense. It's like they signed a player a week ago, or they announced they signed a player a week ago. They signed Stephen Meehan, like the new head coach, signed what? Did he even sign a month ago? When was that announcement?
Yeah, I think that was in October. So it would have been
something like barely a month ago, right?
Yeah. And I think because obviously with the league pushing its start date back to in 2024 to March.
Yeah.
I think now obviously the Arrows were under the impression that, oh, you know, everything's going according to plan. We just need to get this signed and we can continue on like nothing. But
they were clearly part of me is
thinking that if after Bill's death they put out a statement saying we're going to assess all things and we may go dark on social media for a while and we should have a statement by November. And if that was the case, I think this would feel like, for example, if ATL, LA, whatever they're called, put out a statement today saying, unfortunately, we're not going to be playing in 2024 with having put out any information beforehand, I don't think you'd be as upset because you go, well, you've not given us anything.
What's the thing though? It's like, you're kind of, I don't know. I think there's a lot of like assumptions and stuff in that. Like I genuinely believe they were running the team with the full intention of playing next year.
No. Yeah. That's what I mean as well. It's like if they
were fully intending to play next year.
Yeah, as in
up until
I'm saying in hindsight that may have made.
Yeah, but you would
better.
Never.
But yeah, as in you can't.
Would it make it better because you
that.
Would never speak like that though? Like nobody would ever speak like that, right? Like you know what I mean? It's like any player that's ever been like, yeah, we're gonna win this game, because it's like you're not gonna say we're gonna lose the game.
Well, it's not the fact of you're saying it. It's the fact of you're not saying anything. No information's coming out. That's why I'm comparing it to RATL, LATL, or whatever we're calling them for the time being. In the sense of
whatever,
if nothing,
rugby at LA news. Yeah, that's a different.
Yeah, that's the comparison I'm doing. So, you know, if LATL had said, you know, complications, we're not taking part, you know, in 2024, it would have been, you know, disappointing, but you're like, well, you haven't been giving us any news, so we're not expecting good news all of a sudden. And yeah, I think it is the whole thing of like, okay, we have Jamie Cudmore as the new academy coach. We have Stephen Meehan as the new head coach. We've got all these players coming back. We've got this new player coming. And then, because I noticed there wasn't a press release for Nick Brown on the website.
We got, I'm sorry to cut you off. We got like players, as we're kind of recording this, we got players are starting to react online to it as well. So we got, hold on. So James O'Neill just put up an Instagram story. Basically, obviously with the Arrows announcement. So being able to represent this team brought me a lot of joy and made me proud. Devastating that the journey has to end like this. He says that hopefully the Arrows will be back in 2025. I don't know if that's... And then thank you for everyone who has supported this team. and he signs it off with arrow number 71. I don't know if that's just him speaking hopefully or not.
Yeah, if anything I've learned from Canadian rugby over the past few years is not to hold on hope.
James O'Neill, though, former guest of the pod, great Zamboni driver. He was one of the many legendary players we got to meet while, you know, doing this podcast and covering this team. Sean Windsor is a former player. Just said, gutted, this hits hard. Thoughts to everyone involved, past and present. Sad day. I don't know.
Oakville Crusaders have said the CIU have been early supporters of the Arrows franchise, and sympathies go to all the staff and players affected. We focus again on the grassroots structures to support the next opportunity for pro rugby in the GTA. Thank you to the Webb family, especially.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess I'll keep an eye on going through whatever and seeing if anybody else's stuff pops up. But I mean, like, I think like you can, I feel like reading, like even just that statement from James, like you can kind of, I feel like you can feel the devastation in it, which does circle back to, man, like they, I think that that's part of this right now is just like the shock.
Yeah.
Like everything about the Arrows off season, right, that has been happening even in the past month and stuff, was just like there is no indication that the team wouldn't be playing next year, right? And it's just really sad that, you know, it has come to this point. And like, you know, like I don't know, I wrote on Twitter that I'm like, I don't really know what to say right now. Like, I'm just really sad. Like, I'm almost trying to just like use you to like talk myself through it right now. But it's like,
yeah,
like it's a really sad day for Canadian rugby. I mean, obviously, like it has not been a very good year for Canadian rugby in a lot of ways. Like, right. And
yeah,
it's, you know, our, especially for the men's side, especially, I mean, the women's has been performing well, but for the men's side and even organizationally, there's been a lot of, it's been a bad, maybe even couple of years at Rugby Canada, right? And for Canadian rugby fans. And this is just, you know what I mean? Like, this just feels like another like huge blow to just Canadian rugby in general.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't really,
at this moment in time, it's really, really, really hard to be positive.
Oh, yeah. About
at all. It's not saying the Arrows are gone, therefore there's no rugby in Canada at all. This is the end. That's not what I'm saying. It's that there was a clear choice of pathway to go with the Arrows, with their academy structure and through the team, and you can look at it and be like, this is an option that's available for
gone now.
Yeah. Gone.
That's all it is. It's like, it's like you said, it's like everyone, like it's not, that's the thing though, right? Like it's not just, at least in Toronto, like, right. Like that's where we are. So that's the experience that I'll talk about, but it's like, at least in Toronto, we have, you know, you had, if you wanted to be pro rugby, like you could see like the, you know, play for your club and then maybe play for Ontario and then go play for the academy and then maybe you can play for the Arrows or whatever, right? Very clear like pathway. And now it's kind of back to being gone. And, you know, I think a big part of this too, right, is, you know, although it certainly has been getting better, right, a topic of conversation through the last 5 years has always been passports, right? And work visas, right? Which the amount of Canadian players in the league was greatly helped by the fact that there was a Canadian team, right? And that, you know, it's obviously being a Canadian team is really easy for Canadians to get a work visa in the country that they're a citizen of. But, you know, so, I mean, obviously, the league has been getting better at that. We're starting to see more uncapped guys end up on American MLR teams, right? But like, as we kind of said, like to circle back to that point that Kingsley Jones was making about like 90 players, it's like that number is going to take a huge hit next year in 2024 because the arrows don't exist, right?
Yeah.
And like you even said too, like even just the academy, maybe the academy's not pro, but probably would fall under that high performance banner, right? And that I think is just a really big question mark right now too, which also falls under to the like full like the academy's been running like tryouts and camps and combines. Like,
yeah,
there was one last like on the weekend, right? Like, I don't like, you know what I mean, if you want like real, like how shocked and recent this is for everybody, like the Arrows staff members were at a combine for the Arrows Academy on the weekend, like wearing Arrows gear. The Arrows, like, there's so many things too. It's like the rebrand or whatever. The Arrows did like a merch drop. It's a small merch drop, but they did a little merch drop like a month ago. Like, there's so many things. Like nothing. Like, I think that's the part that's the most shocking is like, you know what? Like, maybe like as fans, we're not going to be privy to like the financial information of the team. But like from like a public facing man, and as far as like the Arrows public face was over the past like entire offseason, even post Bill Webb's passing, right? Like, was that like they're playing next year? Like, this thought never even crossed my mind until today. And I mean, I suppose it makes sense that, yeah, like the unfortunately the owner passed away and you're gonna have to find somebody else to buy the team and run the team and foot the financial bill and all of that. But like, like I said, this wasn't even a thought that crossed my mind today. And it's, we're still processing, like the official announcement.
Yeah,
it's just devastating. Like, I don't,
yeah, it's,
I mean, I don't know what else to say at this point.
Feeling numb.
Like, yeah, exactly. It's
right. Okay. These have been our thoughts and we're trying to get them up as soon as possible. So I'm saying let's end this here. We are fans of rugby and fans of the Arrows, and we have been hurt. This hurts.
It hurts a lot.
It's going to hurt for a while.
Yeah.
And whilst this doesn't mark the end of professionalism in Canada forever, it is the end for now. Landscape can change. Maybe 2024 brings forth an investor that wants to have a Canadian team in MLR or in Super Rugby Americas or whatever. But all we can say for absolute certainty is that the Toronto Arrows are no more. We thank you for joining us for this special episode of the Rouge Rugby Podcast. By the time this comes out, we will have another episode, and that will be our final one for the year. We will be having discussions of what we are going to do with the podcast going forward next year. But we will keep you informed on our social media channels, including Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Threads, all at the Rouge Rugby. But yeah, Arrows fans, this hurts.
Yeah, this sucks.